Welcome to Uncharted Living. We're your hosts, Christine, Rebecca, and Ty. We are life coaches who are committed to the road less traveled. Join us each week for thought-provoking and entertaining conversations, all designed to help you create your own map. Uncharted Living. It's just the beginning. Don't be afraid to get life started.
Welcome back, fellow humans, to Uncharted Living. Today's episode is called Holiday Movie Smackdown. We're not going to bore you, but we're going to entertain you and invite you to entertain yourselves with your knowledge and maybe potentially strong feelings about various holiday movies. It is the season, after all. I mean, as a kid, this is Ty. I loved It's a Wonderful Life. I loved it dearly. But now we have so many funny movies. I love a funny movie. And Christmas, I'm Buddhist. Like, we like a good secular Christmas around my house. We like to eat food and give gifts and have fun. But the new thing for us is hilarious Christmas holiday movies. So, Becca and Christine, I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Hi.
What are your favorite holiday movies now? Or maybe you hate a holiday movie, because this is called Smackdown. So we're ready to rumble.
I hate the movie A Christmas Story. I think it's the dumbest. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's so stupid.
It's not in the rotation at all.
I promise you. A neighbor of mine, maybe five doors down the street, has the lamp in the window. It's a mini one. But it's there. I know. That is a little.
What are your thoughts?
Where do you stand on the movie itself?
I mean, that is one of the movies that I saw growing up around the holidays. So for me, I don't know that I would seek it out now, but I have fond memories of it.
Okay. So
I don't hate it.
Thumbs down and a neutral.
I'm pretty neutral.
Yeah, okay.
I'm way thumbs down.
Christine, you already said you started out with the one you hate.
Yes.
which one do you like?
Okay. So my absolute favorite holiday movie, and I call it a Christmas movie. My brother-in-law insists that it is a New Year's movie, but I call it a Christmas movie, is Last Holiday with Queen Latifah and LL Cool J. It is.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Oh, it's good.
It's
I haven't seen it.
So good. It is
really good.
And I don't want to like give it all away, but it's a lot of uncharted living is in there. Queen Latifah does some uncharted living and it's awesome. And
she's Queen Latifah. So, I mean, I can kind of watch her.
Queen freaking Latifah, and it holds up. That is my all time favorite movie. And that's the first one I watch. I'll watch it several times over the holidays. So good.
Wow, that was a sleeper, Christine. Yeah. I was so surprised that's what you came up with. Fascinating.
I didn't even have to come up with it. It is. That's my movie.
It's in your DNA.
It is.
I can
just as the Christmas section is right handy, right near you in a nearby closet, so is this movie.
Thanks for bringing that back around, Becca. Becca, what about you? Do you like holiday movies? Do you hate holiday movies? Do you have a favorite or a least favorite?
I really don't love them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't gravitate to them. It's not something that I would choose to do unless it's like a group activity and there's popcorn involved.
Really?
And I'm like, okay, sure. But I have to say, Ty, last year you recommended one to me that was so good because it was so out there. And it was the office Christmas party.
Yes.
Which is like, that's good.
Which is like, you know, so not like your typical like family gathering around the fireplace type of movie. It was like,
not Hallmark. That's not a Hallmark movie.
I'm so glad you're saying this, Becca, because I recommended that to you and your wife, and I never heard back. So I literally have been waiting a year,
a year
to know. This is like the biggest reveal between our friendship, because I never heard if you liked it or didn't. And I'm like, I'm just going to wait to the episode to find out, because that is my favorite holiday movie, Office Christmas Party, because it's irreverent. It just pokes all the fun at all the Christmas and the holidays. And it has the best cast. I mean, Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston, TJ Miller, Kate McKinnon, Fortune Feimster. Hello. It's so good. So, and it's, you know, I love a rated R movie. I love the, you know, what some might say inappropriate. I hate the word inappropriate when it comes to kids and movies. So that one we just put into the rotation last year for my kids. We've been watching these movies and like hanging on to them like little gems. And every year Heather and I push one out. Like, we think you can handle this. It's wildly, you know,
and quote, your kids are now, what are their ages?
My kids are now 14 and 16, I think. And so last year when they were 13 and 15, they got to see Office Christmas Party for this first time.
Yeah. And for everyone listening at home, that would depend on your parenting approach and style in terms of what you would deem quote unquote appropriate, because it is irreverent and crass and hilarious.
Crass is a good word. And funny as F. And we go for the funny in my family over everything. So, but I want you guys to guess, what is our most treasured one from when my kids were the youngest to today? What movie do we watch the most for the holidays?
It's got to be Elf. Elf.
Christine says Elf. Oh. Becca says, Becca doesn't really like Christmas movies.
I'm like, I don't even know what a Christmas movie. I mean, like, what else? What other ones are there besides like,
oh my God.
You know.
So okay.
I feel so like a gentle mentor to you today.
Yes. You're going to give me the gems too. Yes. You're going to send them right there.
Yeah. You can just,
Well, no. There's like, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, like all the traditional ones, but I have a feeling yours isn't in that genre.
What did you watch in that Christmas genre movie?
So,
you didn't have a TV.
Yeah, I mean, I watched some Christmas movies like at the family with the family and things, but it wasn't a big thing for us that I can remember.
Oh wow.
My siblings might disagree at some point. Like, I think my brother probably had more of that, but he was, you know, 6 years younger. Anyway,
I would like to invite you to my home and both get the Caloriso Christmas movies, because there's a whole section of Caloriso Christmas movies that we watch growing up, and there's a whole bunch that we watch now as with my own family. So there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's a coming together thing. I think you can share. You can quote it throughout the year. You can reference it, right? Yes. I mean, I totally understand the appeal. For our family, well, for Lindsay's family, it's not a holiday movie. It's not a Christmas oriented movie, but Hocus Pocus is their Halloween-y fall. That is like huge. Every year we watch
the
old Hocus
one.
Pocus.
Let's be clear, because they did the remake last year.
Well, now we watch both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic.
Why?
Because those are those cannot hold a can. Christine and I are going to give you an offering.
Have work to do.
This is our gift to you.
You have work to do.
I mean, Ty, so I love your wife, but like those movies are the bottom of the Christmas barrel.
Totally. Oh, wow. This is a smackdown.
We're doing smacky stuff.
Okay. So what's the one you guys watched, Ty?
Elf. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Christine, yes. We're taking score. By the way, in case you didn't know, this is a competitive sport. Yes. And I have a feeling who's going to win.
Rebecca. Who chose this theme even?
Me.
Obviously.
You know why I chose this theme, you guys? Because I'm a convert. I'm like a born again Christmas movie, holiday movie person. Because as a kid, I mean, I'm older than you guys. It was literally like White Christmas. And I mean, they were black and white and then like claymation. I mean,
claymation.
And don't get me wrong. I love me some Charlie Brown holiday special.
Yes. Like those are nice.
But, you know, also you had to watch them at the right time with some freaking commercials. Like we live in the golden age. This is our moment of funny, no commercials, on demand. I mean, basically, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You
don't have to leave your house. You don't have to go to the theater to watch all this stuff, which is great around when you want to be cozy, right?
Ty, have you got, or Becca, I mean, I think I already know the answer, Becca. But Ty,
what?
have you seen the new?
Guys, I'll just see you later.
Exactly. See you in the
new year. No, stay. I'm so excited to shepherd you. Let me be your shepherd.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to represent the group maybe who's listening who'd like to add to their list for the holiday. So I'm going to represent everyone listening who's in the same boat, who's like, I don't even know maybe there's like two of us and maybe it's my siblings. But
I think there's a lot of you. I think there's a lot of you. I love all the Beccas of the world.
We do. So Elf is a great place to start. That's a really easy on-ramp for Christmas movies.
I did not like Elf that much.
What?
I mean, guys.
It's happening.
I know.
Are you dead inside?
Maybe.
Have you seen the new one with him? This is the one I was going to ask, Ty. Have you guys seen Spirited with Will Ferrell
and
Ryan Reynolds? I loved that.
Oh, you didn't have most that. People do. Most people do. My family wants to just put that in a box and light it on fire.
Is it because it was a musical?
No, it was because it was boring. I love a musical. Heather hates musicals. I love musicals. My father, Singing in the Rain, Oklahoma, all the musicals. Rent. I'm a child of Cats. My grandma loved a good musical. I thought that movie was complete trash. And everybody loves it.
I loved
it. And we were set up to love it because we love Ryan Reynolds and we love Will Ferrell. So we were like, this is going to be a big treat. No.
Okay. Sorry. Well, how about this one is a little bit, it's not like a traditional Christmas movie, but it's Daddy's Home 2. Also with
that's on the list. Ding, ding, ding. But give yourself another point, Christine.
I've already deemed myself the winner. as Becca said Hocus Pocus, I claimed the winner.
Daddy's Home 2?
It's Will Ferrell and his current wife and then her ex-husband, who is Mark Wahlberg, and how they kind of parent in this blended family. So that's Daddy's Home 1. So that kind of sets the scene. Daddy's Home 2 is where it's over the holidays and you've got Mark Wahlberg's father coming into town, played by Mel Gibson, who is amazing in that movie. Say what you will about Mel Gibson in this movie.
Yes. No, he's amazing in that film. It's
amazing. And John Cena is in it. Like all of these other kind of players come in and they all go somewhere for the holidays. So literally my husband and I will just talk about like, oh, okay, are we going to do a holiday like Daddy's Home 2? We just talk about it. Yeah. And it's irreverent. It's more PG-13, but it's so freaking funny. And so that's a classic in our home now, which we love. Highly recommend.
Yeah, that's like baby irreverent for us. That's Like the kids saw that like 5 years ago. We watched that at least five times a Christmas. We watch Elf at least 12 times, like starting maybe Halloween time.
Okay.
And then Heather's favorite holiday movie, this, Christine, you might feel vibe with this, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You know, anybody? I like it, but I didn't grow up with it. We grew up watching all the Scrooges, like the different Christmas carols, like the one with Albert Finney, which is a musical, and then the Muppets Christmas Carol. So we would, growing up, we would rotate all the Christmas carols, and Christmas Eve, we would always watch The Scrooge with Albert Finney, which is excellent. And all of our, so my sisters and I for Christmas, and you know, my parents, like they love to put it on. And that's what we watched growing up. And so when our husbands came into the picture, they're like, what is wrong with you guys? This is like,
yeah, the weirdest, those are not movie. Like,
but I didn't really grow up with National Lampoon. So I can appreciate it now, but it's not in my like canon of.
Yeah. Color. Yeah. It's baked in. And Becca, we're trying to convert you because we're trying to make up years of, you know, DNA.
I'm just going to block the whole month of like maybe half of December, beginning of January, and just watch movies.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To be honest, you guys, I mean, that's another thing about what I love about a Christmas movie now is it provides rest. Like, you are, what are you doing, child? Oh, you're watching a Christmas movie? Carry on. Like, we give so much grace around our house during the months of November and December because we just are like, this is a very important thing we must do, is like slow down and watch these movies. And whoever wants to watch can kind of watch. My kids are teenagers again, so they can do their own thing. But I kind of like the life coach idea of, I get to now rest and no one will shame me for it because we all have agreed that these movies are so good that they deserve, like, you don't have to do homework or fold laundry or pretend to be industrious during these movie hours.
Yeah. So, I can appreciate that.
I can
also, you know, I mean, you might be able to, they might be available now streaming year round. I'm sure some of them are, but.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, they
more
are.
Probably are not. I don't know. I mean, but like, this is like the time that's like dedicated to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's,
and
like,
if you do feel like you need to be industrious, do it. Watch the movie while you're doing like a Christmas puzzle or a holiday puzzle. We always have a puzzle going. Really just in December. I don't do them other times a year, but in December and when family comes into town, there's always a puzzle out and we just kind of rotate through all of the holiday puzzles. And then you can feel like you're doing something and having the show on in the background because you know all the words anyway.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
So there's two other, and I'm talking to both of you, but Christine,
yeah.
There's two other blended family Christmas movies that I really like. Besides, you already named Daddy's Home Too. Are there, can you guess any other that are specifically blended family, cool, hilariousness around the holidays?
Oh.
Okay.
I wrote one down.
Everybody, all the listeners are playing at home.
Is it Bad Moms Christmas?
Yes, that's my girl. Good.
Oh,
yes. A bad mom's Christmas.
I don't know. I think you might be cheating.
So the
bad no, I'm just dialed in.
franchise is freaking amazing.
So good.
Just regular Bad Moms is great, but Bad Moms Christmas, they took the premise of, you know, why does all the stuff fall on the moms? Why are we in charge of everything? Again, there's some blended families going on. And the Bad Moms Christmas is, it just explodes into hilarity.
Yeah. It's
good. Do you agree, Christine?
I agree. And we forgot actually, I forgot to also mention a classic. Becca, please tell me you've seen this. Is Home Alone. Have you seen
Home Alone? Oh, yeah. I've seen all of those. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do like Home Alone. I do like Home Alone. That's a good
Christmas movie. Okay, there you go. That counts, yeah. Becca.
Yeah. All right. Let's give you 5 points for that. That's a good classic one. Yeah. And it holds up.
There's, I think, four. So.
Yeah. And two spots are Hocus Pocus.
Which I now adore.
It's good.
You, Christy, you guys, tell me what you think about this, but the kids and Heather love Home Alone so much more than I do because I, for some reason, even though I love bizarre and funny stuff, I cannot handle the violence.
Like the
slapstick
violence?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I can't.
Is it because it's so ridiculous?
It's because it's so ridiculous and because it just looks like it hurts. Like, what's wrong with me?
I don't know.
That's so surprising.
So funny. Those are the bad guys, So they're trying to get to Kevin. He's only 8 years old.
I know. I'll watch it, but I don't know. It's a little bit, those two bad guys get so beat up. Okay. I don't know why I have this weird, misplaced compassion for them.
I don't know what to really say about that.
Yeah. Well, that's another session for another day.
Right. So then the other blended family one that we have loved for years and years and can never stop quoting is Four Christmases. It's kind of old. Do you guys know this movie, Four Christmases? It's Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Oh, I don't think I ever saw that one.
Oh, my gosh. Our listeners are – at home are just gasping.
Okay. Gosh, did I just lose some points?
You lose some points, I have to say, because it's pretty golden and both they're together, Reese and Vince are together, and then their plans get canceled and they have to go to four Christmases because each of their parents are divorced. So they have to go to two for each. Reese's mom and dad both like separate and Vince's mom and dad separate. So
okay,
that's why it's called, they have to do four different Christmases in the Bay Area, which is completely not possible because Becca, you can probably like, no, they couldn't have gone from Berkeley to the city that fast.
Yeah.
But we'll suspend, you know, our disbelief. And then the two big rated R ones, anybody have a guess? And who wants some more points? Play at Home.
That you actually like?
That I love. Not that I like. That I love and is in heavy rotation. One is called Why Him? James Franco.
Oh, with James Franco. Yes. That is hilarious. That is a great movie. That's a great movie. Oh, I forgot the title. Yes. That is a great movie.
The title is really odd. And to be honest, when I saw the billboards when it was actually coming out, I had zero interest. I was like, I'm not into like whatever they're selling. But it's so funny. And then you guys Becca's from Michigan. My wife's from Michigan. So it's this younger couple living in Silicon Valley and the parents come from Michigan and are just like, so it's kind of like a generational and locational like explosion.
Uh-huh. Like cultural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
We love that. Do you guys want to play a game?
Sure.
No.
She doesn't.
Christine.
Yes.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes, I'll play a game.
I'm going to say a quote. You tell me the movie and if you can, the character who says it. The first one, I'll start off easy. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
That is Buddy the Elf. And that is from
Good
Elf.
Job.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you. You guys, oh my gosh, you're not going to even get this one. But this one, we have to say this one at our house all the time because it pokes fun at like the idea that you must have fun during Christmas. It's Nobody's Walking Out on This Fun Old Fashioned Family Christmas. That's Clark Griswold from Christmas Vacation.
Oh, from Lampoon's. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like when everybody at that moment and everybody looks at each other, it's like, we're not having fun. It's like, nobody's like, we're going to force the fun upon you. Okay. Here's the very last one. Oh, okay. This is actually, both of you couldn't get this one. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
A Home Alone.
Becca, you won. I'm so proud. So which extra points, Becca, which one is it from?
Oh, the first one.
Yes.
Right?
Because he.
No. It's Keep the Change, you filthy animal.
But I didn't say Keep the Change. Oh, I said Merry Christmas. So Keep the Change is from one. Uh-huh. And Merry Christmas, so you filthy animal. He, you know, blends it into two.
Oh, God. So
that's the twist.
Okay. The twist.
The twist. Okay.
The twist.
Very last thing before we go from our holiday smackdown. Two questions. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Is number one. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. That's the right answer.
I don't even want to have this discussion. Just no. It's not.
Becca, what do you say?
I have seen Die Hard, but it's been a really long time. I don't really recall any Christmas things in it, so I would say no.
No.
Okay, you heard it here.
You heard it here.
Uncharted Living Podcast. No. To end that debate, no. Here's another one from Steph. Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie?
Yes. Yes. And this is actually perfect for you, Becca. It's a combination like Halloween and Christmas. So it's both.
Yeah.
Good movie. Leading it's one of my niece's.
I say it's a Halloween movie.
I say it's a Halloween movie. Straddle both holidays.
Wow. That's bold.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun, guys.
This is so good.
I want to invite everybody out there to have fun with Christmas movies. They don't have to be too precious. Also, I want to give a shout out to holiday and Thanksgiving themed shows. So like Friends always has epic Thanksgiving and holiday. The Holiday Armadillo. Oh my God. And then SNL always has great ones too.
Yes.
So thanks for playing.
Christmas ones episodes are always really good. So
whatever you guys celebrate, have fun, do whatever you want, and watch a lot of TV. Give yourself all the rest in the world this holiday season.
I love that.
Sounds good.
Done.
Thanks.
Done. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for spending another week with us. Follow us at Uncharted Living Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And please like and share this episode with your favorite fellow human.